And now the National Health Service. It's a subject that's exercising a lot of minds. Everybody's getting very worked up about it, and understandably so. So precious to all of us. But I'm asking today, here on the Isle of Kevin, as you relax in your deck chairs on the beach, sunning yourselves, I'm asking, are we in another fine mess, as Laurel and Hardy said, that could and should have been avoided? That's the question. So let's look at some of the headlines. Here we go. NHS counting the cost of surge in patient numbers. Isle of Wight NHS facing a £12 million deficit. Treating around twice the number of patients it expected to this year, the Isle of Wight NHS is facing a £12 million deficit, almost £7.5 million more than it hoped. Incredible. So, let's look into it, shall we? Right, the cost of drafting in agency staff and cancelling elective, that means non-essential surgery, to deal with the surge in patient numbers, have been blamed for making it impossible for the Isle of Wight NHS Trust to hit its target of cutting the deficit. And it also missed out on around £3.5 million of extra money, which was expected to come from something called the Sustainability and Transformation Plan, which sees the island's healthcare services link up with mainland trusts. So the trust failed to hit the targets required to get this funding. And St Mary's Hospital, it seems, has been struggling to cope with patient numbers right through the year, and some surgery has been cancelled to free up beds for other patients. Now, of course, hospitals get income for every inpatient, and income at the moment is around a third of what it would get for an elective surgery patient. So in other words, an inpatient, you get less for that than you do from an elective surgery patient. And on top of all that, the trust has been forced to pay for costly agency staff to look after the high volume of patients, including some who are fit to leave but don't have an appropriate place to go or the right care at home. So that's it, in a nutshell. It's a mess. But this is the thing. Okay, think of it as a business, or think of it as your family. Like, when your parents or other relatives get old, you know it's going to happen, don't you? But management and government of the National Health has apparently failed to predict with better accuracy the demand on health services even 20 years ahead of time, and putting plans in place to deal with it. I mean, isn't that basic? You know, like they say, you've got one job. you know what's happening. People are living longer. Everybody's getting more savvy about their illnesses. There are queues at the GP surgery, and then they're not open all the time. So people are going to go to A&E because there's nowhere else to go. So predicting future demand and making sure you're geared up to deal with it is pretty basic stuff, isn't it? So you either do that or you don't. And if you don't, you're creating problems for yourself. So let's just quickly look at that. So key factors: rapidly aging population, generally and increasingly unhealthy lifestyles, lots of sugar, obesity, and higher expectations, like we know our rights. So it's all so predictable, which makes me ask you today, here on the Isle of Kevin, do you think it's deliberate? Is the NHS being deliberately placed in this crisis so that Plan B comes off the shelf and it's handed over to private developers, private companies? Do you think that could be the plan? I don't know, but I'm going to leave you to think about that as you sit in your deck chairs with your little glass of Coke. No, don't drink Coke, it's full of sugar. Have wine, that's better for you. Oh no, beer's better for you, isn't it? Etc, etc, etc. Time to shut up. But let me know what you think. Send us an email, studio@vectisradio.com, or go on Facebook to Vectis Radio front page. Tell us what you think.